Are we Mormons here? Or is this a Mormon ass crowd? No. One Mormon lady? Where are the six of your other co-wives? I know, it's very easy to shit on Mormons. You're a Mormon? How long have you been Mormon? Your whole life? You're born into it? Are you here with your husband? Why you sad so weird? Who the fuck is this guy?
You see the shit?
I need space, not too much. Who are you, middle dude? You're both the friends. High school. So you sat in the middle? You think they're trying you out for something? No, Kelly, invite him out. He'll sit in between us and we'll see the vibe. What's your name, miss?
Miranda.
Miranda. And husband?
Mike.
Miranda, Mike, and?
Ryan.
Miranda, Mike, and Ryan. It's got a nice orgy ring to it. It's gonna be a real weird Uber ride home for them. I don't know anything about Mormonism. I just know it was started by some guy named Joe. And I don't know why the fuck you would trust anything started by some guy named Joe. Hey, you know, Joe's got this crazy idea. Joe? Only thing you trust from a guy named Joe is pizza. You know, like, Joe Smith sounds like he was in witness protection. Now I gotta start a church and get people off my ass. What's the central tenet of Mormonism? Yeah.
In Jesus?
Is that all you need to know to be Mormon? Because I'm Mormon too, and shit. What is Jesus is the what? The one and only Savior?
No, God too.
God too. Miranda, you seem uncomfortable, are you? You're not uncomfortable. If you are uncomfortable, just blink three times, put your arm around Ryan. And it'll be fine. Mike seems fucking annoyed. I told you we should have sat together. Mike, did you know Miranda in high school too?
Yeah.
I guess Mike won, huh, Ryan? I came here to destroy marriages, okay? I come to do comedy. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry? How'd you hear about this show?
My husband.
Your husband? Where's he at?
Here.
Are you two together? What the fuck is this shit? Your man's over there somewhere. What the fuck is going on, Terry? You guys in a fight or something? Who the fuck are these four in between you? Miranda, that's your future. See that shit? What the fuck is happening? Yeah, I don't understand what's going on in Utah, but I think I like it. Terry and Greg. How long y'all been together?
41 years.
41 years, that explains it. One person per decade. That's how much space you need. Hey, Terry, who are you sitting next to?
Don.
I am Don.
How the fuck did he sit? What? Greg. How do you know Don, Greg?
Friends.
What kind of friends?
My husband.
He's friends with your husband.
Along, so I'm sitting next to her.
You're sitting next to your wife, okay. And who are these two?
Friends.
Harry, Don, what's it?
Robert.
Kyle.
Spencer.
Spencer. Greg. Greg, Spencer, Kyle, Robert, Don, and Terry. There's so much going on in my head. And Terry hasn't laughed yet. Is she a laugher, Greg? So how did you hear about the show, Greg?
Tuesday night, I watched you on YouTube.
You watched me on YouTube.
I said we should go, and we went. I got a bunch of people together.
Thank you very much for bringing your whole fucking crew out. We'll see if you remain friends. Terry. Let's just pretend this is Family Feud. This is going to be terrible answers, and it's going to be fantastic. I'll be Steve Harvey. Terry, are you a religious person?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
What's your religion?
Catholic.
Catholic? Still? Even after knowing all, that's some good fucking faith. Good for you. You're Catholic. Greg, you too?
Yes.
Interesting. I don't know much about Catholicism, except what's in the news. Miranda, does your interpretation of Christianity butt heads with her interpretation of Christianity? So you guys both believe in Jesus, but you think Jesus is what? How's your Jesus different than her Jesus? Like your Jesus is, what's that? All the raping is a big ooh. Yeah, that's what I came for. Oh, yeah. Christians hating Christians. Ooh, America. America, this is great. This is what you paid $20 for. Fuck my material. We gonna fucking get to the bottom of it. Miranda opened up a whole can of whoop-ass on you. Terry's plotting her fucking shit right now. She said all the raping is a bit questionable. A bit? A bit questionable? Ooh, boy. The Catholic Church owns the most property in New York. Did you know that? Catholic Church owns the most property in New York, second to NYU. They're both fucking kids in very different ways. You know what I mean? It's a good joke, guys. Come on, man. Terry, you're testing Terry's faith right now. Greg is like, I gotta unsubscribe from this motherfucker.
It's fine.
Greg. 41 years together.
41.
Is kids or no?
Three kids.
Where they at?
Two in Salt Lake.
Spencer is one of your kids. Who's Kyle? Why are you here?
A friend.
Of who?
Everybody.
You might be the most interesting person in this group. What do you do, Kyle?
I'm a salesman.
You're a salesman. What do you sell?
Medical stuff.
You know, I was reading about Utah and Salt Lake City is the number one place for pyramid schemes in the country. This is the multi-level marketing capital of the world. You know that shit? That's actually why I'm here. I got a pill if you guys want to try it out. Hinduism's my MLM, guys. What medical stuff? What kind of medical stuff?
I've sold a lot.
Huh?
I've sold glucose meters.
Glucose meters.
Pharmaceuticals.
You got any shrooms? Listen, man, after this, the only reason, like one of the biggest reasons I'm excited to come to Utah beyond the fact that this club is known as one of the best clubs in the country. That's reason number one. Reason number two is, 10 years ago, I drove across country with my friend, and we stopped in Utah to take a piss. And it was the middle of the night, and we pulled over the side of the road, and I looked up, and I've never seen so many stars in my entire life. And that's why I need some shrooms. Can you understand? Get me some shrooms, Kyle. You sell medical stuff, medical supplies, pharmaceuticals. Did you always want to do that, Kyle? You always want to sell medical supplies at insanely high prices? No. What did you start as? Did you start medical supplies?
School.
Medical school. You're a doctor.
I dropped out.
You dropped out. I almost went to medical school, and then I do this. What made you drop out? Wasn't for you. Not enough money. He hasn't said no yet. It's just been ha 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 ha. It's just pure guttural evil shit. He's a practicing Catholic. How long have you been in the medical supply field, Kyle? Don't worry, Terry. I'm going to come back to you.
17 years.
17 years. Was that?
Off and on.
17 years off and on. What were you doing when it was off?
Day trading.
This motherfucker. Kyle's financing this whole goddamn show. You're paying for all of this, Kyle. Are you single, married?
Married.
Married, where's she at? Or he, I don't know what they allow in Utah. She's at home. Dawn seems like she wants to be home too. What's the matter, Dawn?
Poor company.
Actually, my company is fine.
Your company is fine. Whose company is bad? Are you talking about me? Are you trying to insult me? Do not engage. No, Dawn, listen. I know you came expecting guttural laughs and stuff, but I'll get to them. We're here for 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? This is the last show before I go on break for 2 weeks. I've been on tour for 3 months, and I'm gonna take a 2 week break, and then I'm gonna go back on the road, and I'm gonna find a bunch of other Dawns to bother and to like me. What do you wanna talk about, Dawn? What's on your mind? Indian comedians? Robert, don't worry, this won't go into weird territory.
I'm gonna make it fun for you.
Yeah, let's do
there
it.
There is another Mormon in the room.
There is another Mormon in the room.
But I married a Catholic.
You're a Mormon.
Yeah.
You married a Catholic.
On purpose.
On purpose. What am I supposed to know about Mormonism? Are you not allowed to do? You've already done enough. I feel like I've shat on both of your religions pretty good. You've been Mormon your whole life?
No.
No? You converted?
Yes.
What's the process? You gotta get a bunch of water poured over you? You almost drowned. Like, oh yes, Jesus, he was the one who only saved. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah. I know, Dawn. I know enough about goofy-ass Catholicism and Mormonism. Dawn, do you drink?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. I do know that you're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. This Indian ain't as ignorant as he seems, is he now, Dawn? No tobacco, no alcohol, nothing fun.
Nothing fun. We have 5 kids.
You have 5 kids? Woo! They don't believe in rubber either, huh? That's good. Good for you, Robert. Eating that shit raw. Just the way Jesus intended. 5 children. You don't drink at all? I would drink after like 4. I got her. She's laughing, guys. I fucking yeah! I knew it, Dawn. I knew I'd get you. I had faith.
You don't drink at all, Don. What's your drink of choice when you do drink? Say it. Didn't you hear what I said to him? Your answer is meaningless.
This one might be meaningful.
What is it?
Sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach? Dawn's got something on her mind. Robert, why did you bring me here? She's looking at her watch like, oh shit, it's fucking time. So. Working on six. Is that what you said, Greg? Just now, working on number six. That we just said. Someone just said that. Whoever said that, thank you. That's fucking hilarious. It was Robert. Oh, yeah. Robert is Jones. Miranda, how old are you?
27.
And Mike, how old are you?
27.
Where'd you met in high school?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. You didn't go to BYU.
I did go to BYU.
You went to BYU. Where'd
no,
you?
He didn't go.
He didn't go to BYU. Where'd you go?
University of Utah.
University of what?
Utah.
So how the fuck did you meet in New Hampshire? Because of you.
I went first and he came after.
But was it New Hampshire that you were?
We were born in New Hampshire.
You're telling me this information like I'm supposed to know it. Idiot, we were born there. Both of us. You're here in fucking Utah. Focus. So you're 27. You met in New Hampshire, where you were born. You went to BYU, and he didn't.
Correct.
And how did you reconnect in New Hampshire?
Well,
we lived here. We met.
We dated in high school, and then I went to college, and then he followed to Utah, and then we dated in college, and then we got married.
Wow.
So we didn't, like...
You made that so much more complicated than any other person. Right? This motherfucker's lost back there, dude. You're 27 years old. You working on kids yet? No. You do drugs? You do drugs. I like Mormonism. Mormonism seems pretty cool. Do whatever the fuck you want. What's your drug of choice?
Just weed.
Just weed. You gotta get out more. You never done Molly before? You never done it? Oh, look at these two up front. I'm gonna talk to you guys. You seem like the opposite of whatever Mormonism is. Are you religious?
I was raised in it.
You were raised in?
Mormon.
Mormon.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck that noise. You know, you're a Satanist or? I'm just judging off what your tattoos are and all that shit. I'm being judgmental. What do you believe in anything? I wanted to come to Utah to talk specifically about religion, so this is mission accomplished for me. Don't worry about it. I have plenty of other things to talk about, and I'm not kidding, we will be here for 3 hours. What's your name?
Eliza.
Eliza and?
Trevor.
How'd you guys hear about the show?
I've been following you for a while.
You've been following me for a while on TikTok? Or
yeah,
you?
But no, I listened to your stand-up at the college.
Oh, Columbia University?
Yeah.
Those kids tried to cancel me. Look how that turned out. Goddamn Asians. Where's she at? She bounced. Wait, sorry, your name again?
Eliza.
Eliza and?
Trevor.
Eliza and Trevor. Miranda, I didn't forget about you. 27, only smokes weed. Weed doesn't count at all. You never done Molly before. That's wild. It's a fantastic drug. What's that?
They do coke.
Why are you snitching?
You snitch so fast.
You saw that shit? Oh my God. Wow, Ryan is regretting that decision immediately. What? Like this. They do coke. Good. I can't do coke because I have heart palpitations when I do it. But. You do coke? Ryan? Are you Mormon?
No.
No, no, no. What about, what's your name? The person that she just snitched on so hard. Matt.
No, Ben.
Ben. Yeah, yeah, don't give your real name. My goal in life is to cancel an audience member. And you don't give me enough information to do it, because I will. Miranda, they do coke. That don't matter to me. I'm trying to get you to do Molly. Give a fuck if they do coke. You guys need to upgrade your shit. But we're still doing coke. This shit's for losers. Cocaine in Utah. Is it good over here?
No.
No. What is this crowd? I don't understand this shit in the slightest. Who the fuck are you people? You think it's good?
Well, it's from California.
How the fuck do you know so much? Are you the plug? Are you the coke supplier? Do you know her? Well, has she done coke yet?
No.
No, no, no. Mike, have you done coke?
No.
And it's just that.
It's just those two. Don, see, now this. This is information. This is stuff to fuck with. Matt Ryan and the snitch Miranda. Ben, you said your name is Ben, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. How old are you, Spence?
33.
You done Molly before? No. You just saying that because Terry and Greg are here? They're your parents. They know you're fucking up to no good. You've done Molly before. Have you done it with your parents? You should fucking dose them. You've been around them while on Molly? Greg, did you suspect your, what's that? Your 20s were fucking weird as shit. Catholic kids get wild, yo. Greg, have you ever wanted to do drugs with your kids?
No.
Do you do drugs?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
You're lying. You've never touched any weed or coke or?
Never smoked.
Never smoke. It's time, bro. How old are you? 64. You never even been curious? You never done drugs with your kids. Spencer, have you ever been like, Dad, come on, hit this blunt. No. What about you, Terry? You ever wanted to smoke? No desire. Jesus is the only drug you need. How many kids you got? You said three.
Three boys.
Three boys. And you still never want to do drugs? That's tough. You drink?
No, I used to.
You used to. What made you give it up?
I decided it was useless.
That's a good decision. Are your kids boys or girls?
Boys.
All of them?
One girl, four boys.
Wow. Are you protecting the girl from questioning? How old is the daughter? Don't worry, I'm not Matt Gaetz. She will be 20?
Would be
20. She passed away?
Yes.
I'm sorry for that. Well, way to bring the room down. I think after we die, our bodies dissolve, but our souls are reborn into a new vessel. And we go through this iterative process, perfecting our souls until ultimately we reach Brahma, which is the universe from whence we came. You know, so I stopped drinking as much, but I did start doing a lot more LSD. Can you tell? It's been fucking Dawn, LSD? It's just at Latter-day Saints, but you flip the letters. Joseph's trying to tell you something.